VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A court in Russia annexed Crimea has ordered 12 of 24 Ukrainian sailors who were apprehended at sea Sunday by Russian naval forces to be detained for 2 months. They were apprehended following a confrontation. Russia has accused the sailors, who were manning three Ukrainian Navy ships, of illegally entering Russian waters and ignoring warnings from Russian border guards. Ukraine has denied the charges and has imposed martial law in some of its border regions in response to the incident. Ukraine's parliament voted Monday to approve martial law in 10 of the country's 27 regions beginning Wednesday. Three American soldiers have been killed in a bombing in Afghanistan. Tuesday's fatalities bring to 11 the number of American soldiers killed in action in Afghanistan this year. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It appears to be the deadliest attack on U.S. forces in Afghanistan in nearly a year and a half. The military says the bombing in eastern Afghanistan killed three and wounded three others, plus an American contractor. It happened in Ghazni province, where the Taliban are very active, and the militants are claiming responsibility for this attack, saying they destroyed a U.S. tank. Three American troops were killed in June 2017 in an insider attack by an Afghan soldier.
A former national treasurer of Venezuela has been sentenced to 10 years in a U.S. prison for his role in a billion-dollar bribery and money laundering scheme. Alejandro Andrade accepted a plea deal and was sentenced in Florida, where he's been living. He was a bodyguard for the late Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez before being named head of Venezuela's treasury. This is VOA News. The group Human Rights Watch has asked Argentina to use a war crimes clause in its constitution to investigate Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Reuters correspondent Emily Wither reports the investigation could happen while the prince is attending the G20 summit this week in Argentina.
The powerful Crown Prince, known as MBS, is currently touring several Arab countries. It's his first trip abroad since the columnist's death in Istanbul's consulate caused a global outcry. Next, he'll head to Buenos Aires, where the rights group says its submission was sent to a federal judge. Argentina's constitution recognizes universal jurisdiction for war crimes and torture. That means judicial authorities can investigate and prosecute suspected crimes, no matter where they were committed. Although local reports suggest it's unlikely authorities will take up the case.
Police in India have agreed to call off the search for the body of an American man who was presumably killed by a secluded tribe. The announcement came after anthropologists, researchers, and an international rights group said the effort to recover the body of 27-year-old John Allen Chow posed a risk to the hunter-gatherer tribe. Chow went to the prohibited North Sentinel Island off the Indian mainland on a mission to convert the tribe to Christianity. Tribe members reportedly shot him dead with arrows, and fishermen said they spotted the tribe members dragging and burying Chow's body in the sand. The judge in the trial of an accused drug kingpin wants an explanation about the defendant's contacts with his wife. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Federal prosecutors say El Chapo has been communicating with his wife. The disclosure came in court papers filed in the Mexican drug lord's trial in Brooklyn. It was impossible to tell how much they've been in contact and how. The papers were highly redacted. Joaquin Guzman has been held since his extradition in high security confinement with limited family contact. Mrs. Guzman took her customary seat in the gallery when testimony resumed. The prosecution has asked that the defense be sanctioned for the contacts. Judge Brian Kogan says he'll rule next week on the complaint, but says the matter has been settled for the time being.
President Trump lashed out at General Motors on Twitter on Tuesday, threatening to cut subsidies for the carmaker the day after it announced it would close several North American plants, fire about 14,000 workers. On Twitter, the president said, "We're now looking at cutting all GM subsidies, including for electric cars." GM had said in its official announcement the day before that it would be prioritizing investment in electric cars as part of a company-wide transformation. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.